Ooh, that couple had a baby. What should you say? Well, you should say, congratulations, or congrats. Congrats is just a shortened form of congratulations, so you can choose whichever one you like better. Hey, congratulations on... We often use this word. Well, actually, we use this word almost in every situation. Anytime you're going to say something else, then you have to use this word. Okay, you can just say congratulations. That's all you need, one word. But if you're going to say something more specific, then you say congratulations on your new job. Congrats on the birth of your daughter. Congrats on your new car. Congrats on your graduation. Your graduation from college. Congrats. Okay, so this is how we congratulate people in English. It's very simple. Congratulations on the thing that has happened. Like if someone has been born, a new baby, congratulations on the birth. Congratulations on your graduation. Congratulations on buying a new car. Or you can just say congratulations on your new car. Congratulations on getting a new job. Or congratulations on your new job. Okay, so this is how we congratulate people in English. Now, very often we give cards in occasions like this, where it's sort of a celebration and we really want to congratulate someone, then we'll buy a card, like a birthday card, a graduation card, a wedding card, a Christmas card, a Mother's Day card, and other occasions like that. Now, do you know how to write a card? What do you write inside a card? Have you ever given anyone a card in English before? Have you ever written anything in a card? Maybe not. So in this lesson, I'm going to teach you how to write cards for different occasions. Hey, if you like getting tips like this, I'd be so happy if you subscribe to my channel right down there. Okay, so what to write? I mean, what do people write in cards? Well, you know what? That depends largely on whether people are religious or not. Okay, that is a big factor. Okay, if you go into any store that sells cards, you'll notice something. There are religious cards and non-religious cards. And also the things people write inside the card can be religious or non-religious. Okay, so let's take a look at an example. So this is a birthday card here, right? Happy birthday. So this is what a religious person might write inside the card. Dear Cindy, happy birthday. May the Lord bless you with health and strength in the coming year. Love, Aunt Mary. Beautiful. Okay, so she's talking about the Lord. May the Lord, that means God, may God bless you. Okay, so obviously this person believes in God. Okay, now let's look at non-religious. They might say something like this. Dear Cindy, happy birthday. I wish you all the best in the coming year. Love, Aunt Mary. Okay, so this is just very simple. I wish you all the best in the coming year. Wonderful. Okay, let's take a look at a Christmas card. Okay, here's an example of a religious Christmas card. Dear John, Merry Christmas. Wishing you a blessed season as you remember Christ's birth. Okay, Terry. So, as you remember Christ's birth. Okay, well, that's what Christmas is, right? Christmas is a celebration of Jesus, the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, now, a lot of non-religious people celebrate Christmas too, and that's great. But the whole purpose of Christmas is for this, right? So, you know, a lot of religious people, Christians, celebrate Christmas. And why do they celebrate Christmas? Well, they celebrate the religious aspect of Christmas. Okay, so lots of religious people, they don't like Santa Claus and other aspects of Christmas taking over the meaning of the season. Very often you hear Christians say, remember the real reason for the season. The reason for the season. And that reason is Christ's birth. Okay, now look, here there's no love. Love, Terry, why does it not say love? Remember, look at the happy birthday card. It said love, Aunt Mary. That's because this is family. If you're writing a card to your family or close friends, then you would probably sign love, Aunt Mary. But if it's like a colleague at work, or you know, maybe a more distant friend, then you can put love if you want, but you know, it's probably more common not to put love in those situations. You can just write your name, Terry. Okay, so let's take a look at a non-religious Christmas card. Dear John, happy holidays, wishing you a joyful season of celebration. Okay, so this is great. So happy holidays. Some people say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Some people don't really like Christmas. If they don't celebrate Christmas, they might not say Merry Christmas. I don't know. A lot of people who are not religious still do say Merry Christmas. So it's totally up to you. It doesn't really matter. Okay, then wishing you a joyful season of celebration. Okay, a joyful I don't know what they're celebrating. If someone's not religious, I don't know, maybe celebrating Santa Claus or celebrating time off work. That's probably the biggest one. You get some time off work. So that's a great celebration. Okay, so then again, you would just sign your name there at the bottom. Okay, so you'll notice for religious cards, you know, people use these words, blessed, Lord, reason for the season. You know, they might talk about prayers, you know, praying for you, or you're in my thoughts and prayers, love, Mom. Okay, so those would be some great words to put in a card. Okay, and for non-religious, you know, people, they might use words like happy holidays, season's greetings, good luck, all the best, you know, good luck on the next year ahead, or all the best as you plan your future, or those kinds of things. Okay, it doesn't matter, whatever you want to write is okay. Even religious people would probably write some of these things as well. So it's up to you. Okay, let's take a look at a graduation card. Okay, here's an example of a religious graduation card. Dear son, congratulations. You've worked so hard these past 4 years. I'm so proud of you. May the Lord bless you as you start a new chapter of life. Love, Mom. Beautiful. Love, Mom, to her son. A very nice graduation card. Up, up, and away. Up, up, and away means you're going to new heights. You've just graduated from college. Who knows? The future is exciting, right? Now let's take a look at a non-religious one. Dear son, congratulations. You've worked so hard these past 4 years. I'm so proud of you. All the best as you start a new chapter of life. Okay, love, Mom. Again, this is wonderful. Now, the difference is that in the first one, you know, she said, may the Lord bless you. And here, it's all the best as you start a new chapter of life. Okay, so, you know, these are differences. Just, I think that's a very major difference. Like, try going into a card store, like a dollar store, and look at the different cards. That's one thing you will definitely notice. One group of cards will be religious, another group of cards will be sort of non-religious. Okay, let's take a look at a Mother's Day card. Dear Mom, happy Mother's Day. Thanks for being the best mom in the world. Love, Mark. Okay, this is a very nice thing to write to your mom. You know, you don't have to write lots inside a card. I mean, you can. You could write anything. Christmas card, birthday card, you can fill up everything writing whatever you want. But most of the time, people just write short things, just like this, okay? Happy Mother's Day, thanks for being the best mom in the world, love, right? And maybe you should give your mom some flowers too, if it's Mother's Day. Now, I made a lesson on giving gifts. I'll put the link to that lesson at the end of this video, and you can watch that there. Okay, so, I mean, look, this is a really nice Mother's Day card. It says, behind every good kid is a great mom. Wow, that is beautiful. Actually, Justin Trudeau would not like this card because it says mom. Okay, behind every good kid is a great mom. That means that the kid turned out well because he had a great mom. This is not very politically correct. Okay, Justin Trudeau would, if he made the card, he would say this, behind every good kid is a great parent. Because what if the kid has two dads? What if the kid doesn't have a mom? Okay, here in Canada, I think it's becoming more common for children to grow up with two moms or two dads. Okay, so if a kid has two dads, this card is, well, it's not very politically correct. Okay, and Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, is a very politically correct person. Personally, I think this is great. I'm not very politically correct, but I don't know. What about you? Are you politically correct? Would you be offended by this card? Do you think it should say parent instead of mom? Okay, so let's take a look at wedding. A wedding card. Now, a wedding is an occasion where you should definitely give a card and a present, okay? So you should say something like this. Dear Tom and Tina, congrats on your big day. Wishing you a wonderful life of love and happiness. Love, the Baker family. Okay, so it doesn't just need to be one person writing the card. It could be a lot of people. It can be from mom and dad. It can be from a brother and a sister to their parents. It can be from a whole family to this couple who's gotten married. Okay, so whatever you want, you just put all the names. Everybody can also write their individual names here. Mark, Tina, Gina, okay, whatever. All right, hey, let's do some homework. Which occasions do you give cards for in your culture? Is it the same as in Western culture, or is it a little bit different? Let me know your answer to this question down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.